Good morning and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, financial groups show support for venture startups, and Novo Nordisk owner plans to invest $200 million in quantum computing startups. Plus, Kenyan mobility startup Bupass acquires QuickBus to scale in Nigeria and South Africa. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with news from South Korea, where top financial groups are ramping up their social venture programs to support young entrepreneurs in key growth industries. Hana Financial Group recently signed an agreement with Inha University to foster startups through its Hana Social Venture University program. This initiative has been gaining attention as a successful public-private academic partnership. For more on how Korea's financial giants are nurturing the startup ecosystem, we turn to our correspondent, Abby. These programs seem to be expanding quite rapidly. What's driving this growth?
Absolutely. The scale and scope of these startup support programs from Korea's major financial players is impressive. Hana Financial's collaboration with the government and universities has already trained over 2,000 aspiring entrepreneurs across 30 schools nationwide since 2022. This year, they're expanding to support not just new founders, but also early-stage companies looking to scale up. The tailored training, funding, and close partnership with academia really sets it apart. Shinhan and KB Financial are also marking the 10th anniversary of their own highly regarded accelerator programs. Shinhan Futures Lab alone has invested over $74 million and generated 270 collaborative projects and 21 unicorns. So there's a clear track record of success.
It's striking to see the diversity of industries represented, from green tech to AI and platforms. Is the goal mainly to tap into high-potential growth sectors?
That's certainly a key factor. The financial groups are very focused on digital transformation and see huge opportunities in sectors like fintech, AI, and eco-friendly technologies. Supporting startups in these areas allows them to stay on the cutting edge, but there's also a broader social impact piece. For example, some of the startups Shinhan selected this year are tackling issues like Korea's low birth rate and aging demographics. Hana also runs programs for underrepresented founders, such as women entrepreneurs and people with disabilities. So while identifying future unicorns is definitely a priority, the financial groups seem to recognize they have an important role to play in driving inclusive growth and addressing social challenges as well. As Shinhan's chairman put it, they want to create synergies between startup innovation and their own resources to suggest solutions for diverse social issues.
How critical is it for major institutions like Shinhan and KB to partner with the government and the venture capital community to support the startup ecosystem?
It's absolutely essential. At this week's event celebrating KB Innovation Hub's 10th anniversary, the attendees really reflected that. You had everyone from financial regulators to state-backed investors to VCs. No single entity can prop up a startup economy alone. It takes a multi-pronged approach, with corporations contributing their industry expertise and resources, governments setting supportive policies and incentives, universities cultivating talent, and VCs providing specialized funding and guidance. Korea's financial groups seem to recognize they're a key piece of that puzzle, but not the whole picture. Through events like KB's that convene all the key players, they can align their efforts to maximize impact. As KB's chairman noted, they want to collaborate across finance, non-finance, and emerging tech to help create more globally competitive unicorns.
It will be exciting to watch how this startup ecosystem develops with such robust support from Korea's financial heavyweights. Thank you, Abby, for the insights on this important trend. Speaking of significant investments in emerging technologies, Novo Holdings, the investment arm of the Novo Nordisk Foundation, has announced a new 1 billion euro fund to invest in quantum computing startups with a focus on life sciences companies in Nordic countries. Novo Holdings owns 77% of voting shares in pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk, known for blockbuster drugs like the obesity treatment Wegovy and diabetes medication Ozempic. For more on this, we turn to our startups correspondent, Bella. What is the potential impact of quantum computing on the pharmaceutical industry?
Quantum computing has the potential to revolutionize drug discovery and development. By harnessing the principles of quantum mechanics, these advanced machines can perform complex scientific calculations exponentially faster than traditional computers. This could significantly accelerate the process of identifying new drug targets, designing molecules, and predicting their efficacy and safety. Quantum computing could help pharma companies bring new treatments to market much more quickly and cost-effectively.
And what is Novo Holdings hoping to achieve with this substantial investment in quantum computing startups?
Novo Holdings has stated that their goal is to foster an ecosystem of quantum computing startups in the Nordic region, with an emphasis on companies applying this technology to the life sciences. By providing funding and support, they aim to position these startups at the forefront of this emerging field and drive innovation in pharmaceutical research and development. Novo Holdings sees quantum computing as a disruptive technology that could transform various sectors and help address major global challenges.
How does this investment fit into the broader landscape of quantum computing development?
Governments and tech companies around the world are racing to develop quantum computers capable of tackling problems beyond the reach of even the most powerful supercomputers today. Novo Holdings' 1 billion euro fund represents a significant private sector investment in this space, particularly in the application of quantum computing to life sciences. It underscores the growing recognition of the technology's potential to accelerate scientific breakthroughs and drive economic growth. By focusing on Nordic startups, Novo Holdings also aims to establish the region as a hub for quantum computing innovation.
Thanks for that analysis, Bella. It will certainly be exciting to see how quantum computing evolves and the role Nordic companies may play in its advancement. Shifting our focus to another area of tech innovation, a Kenyan mobility startup called BooPass has just acquired a company called QuickBus in a strategic move to expand into the Nigerian and South African markets. BooPass has been making waves in the African mobility space since 2016. Here, with more details on this acquisition and what it means for BooPass, is our startup correspondent, Celeste. So tell us, what exactly does BooPass do, and why is this acquisition of QuickBus significant?
BooPass is a really interesting company. They operate a B2B2C mobility marketplace that allows users to search, compare prices, and book travel tickets across a variety of channels, including web, mobile app, and even USSD, which is important in many African markets. Since launching, they've sold over 6 million bus tickets and generated more than $100 million in total sales value. They've also participated in the Google for Startups Accelerator Africa program and received backing from Google's Black Founders Fund. So they have strong momentum behind them.
And what about QuickBus, the company they acquired? What do they bring to the table for BooPass?
QuickBus has a very complementary business model to BooPass. They aggregate long-distance bus tickets into a single marketplace, making it easy for consumers to compare prices and book journeys. On the supply side, they help bus operators run their businesses more efficiently. With this acquisition, BooPass will be able to add over 5,000 new routes to their platform across South Africa and Nigeria. They'll also bring on over 100 new bus operator partners and several major distribution partnerships with companies like FNB Bank, Vodacom, and MTN. So it significantly expands BooPass's reach and capabilities in some of Africa's largest markets.
It sounds like this acquisition is a major piece of BooPass's expansion strategy. What is their ultimate goal?
The company's co-founder, Sonia Cabra, said that their aim is to create a comprehensive, continent-wide network of interconnected transport options to enable seamless travel both within and between African countries. This QuickBus acquisition represents a significant milestone in pursuing that vision. If successful, it would make BooPass a major player in the African mobility and logistics space, which is still highly fragmented, but represents a massive market opportunity as Africa's population and middle class continues to grow and travel demand increases. Startups like BooPass that can build out robust multimodal transportation networks could become extremely valuable.
Thanks for the update on BooPass, Celeste. Shifting gears to another tech story, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool while it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is Figma introducing to FigJam?
Figma is adding three key generative AI capabilities to FigJam to make it easier for users to get started and organize their projects. FigJam is an online collaborative whiteboard that teams use for design work, project planning, and brainstorming. Interestingly, Figma says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are actually not designers, highlighting the broad appeal and use cases for visual collaboration tools like this.
Very interesting that it's being adopted beyond just the design teams. So what are the specific AI features they are introducing to help these diverse users?
The first is an AI-powered tool to help create new FigJam boards from scratch. Getting started with a blank canvas can be daunting, so this allows users to describe what they want, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to kick things off. They're also using AI to automatically group and sort the sticky notes that users post on the boards, making it easier to organize ideas and tasks as the project grows. Finally, there's an auto-summarization feature that can pull out the key points from a complex board full of sticky notes.
Those sound like some handy applications of AI to streamline the collaboration process. What's under the hood powering these new capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models as the foundation, but they've customized it to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts. They're also putting guardrails in place, like warning systems, to prevent misuse that could result in generating harmful or inappropriate content. It's part of a larger trend we're seeing of companies finding practical ways to weave generative AI into their products to enhance the user experience.
Thanks for the report on Figma's new AI-powered features launching today in open beta. The company continues to innovate, even with the pending Adobe acquisition. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.